We have Coach Gavin Monagle now of Masconomet High School, along with Tim Kearns, of course. And Coach, welcome back to MSO. Tim and I were just talking about the monstrous size of the Billerica line that you guys had to face this weekend. So give me a little of idea of what your kids were up against.
Oh, they're some good-sized kids, and they're pretty athletic, too. They're physically tough, good football players, really good skill, linemen and backs, receivers. They were a tough team, good football team. It was a tough opener, but I thought our kids, I was happy with our kids' effort, to tell you the truth. We just don't have enough time to get ready for everything that such a good team, presents. You see some things on tape afterwards, we just didn't get to everything. We would have had to play a really close to perfect game to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
But, down early, and the kids bounced back. We got a couple touchdowns, so it was 19-14 at halftime.
Ooh.
And then they got the ball, and they got a nice, good old school long drive, 3 yards here, 5 yards there. They took up a good chunk of the period, and we got the ball back. Didn't have as long of a drive, and then they got the ball back again. They just got another two big ruling drives in the second half to kind of put it away for them. But mm-hmm. I was happy with the kids' effort. I mean, I think a lot of kids who hadn't been ever on the varsity field before to step up against these guys, I thought we did all right.
Excellent. Tim?
Because one of the things about playing against a physically larger team is, again, in the second half, your kids have to begin to get tired because of the similar to the other team just simply leaning on them and pushing them backwards, and that resistance of that forward impetus against you really ties the backside down. Your legs start to go a little bit. So by the end of the third quarter, you're really starting to feel the gas, and the other team with that overwhelming size and strength can really just sort of put it away easily in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, they're a smart team too. I thought called a good game over there, and it's some basic good old football where they go hard. There's some read plays in there. They throw it a little bit, keep you honest. But they did wear us down a bit. I thought our kids were in great shape, but still the wear and tear. Again, some younger kids it's overwhelming. Just just kind of your anxiety of playing that first game. You got to catch your breath from that a little bit. And, the wear and tear, that's a factor. It's no question about that. That's accurate. But, we have to learn from it, just get a little bit better going forward. And we won't see a team that big, though. That's the good news.
Oh, yeah.
Unless we play them again. That's what I told
there you go.
Kids. They go, we got to get better, and hopefully we get another chance at these guys in the playoffs.
I like the way you said that. Unless we play them again. I love that. Gavin, when you look at the film now, I mean, it's a different story looking at the film than when you're down at field level. Can you pick out a kid or two on your side who did, you're really proud of the work that took place and maybe the accomplishments that he did on the field?
A lot of kids are real proud of it. I know, Lucas Magnifico and Jack Fabiano, they kind of jumped out defensively because they're a couple sophomores. They each had 17 tackles, though.
Oh.
And they were pretty busy. Busy linebackers. Jack caused a fumble one time, too. Nice hit. It kind of got us the ball back somewhere in the second half, I think that was. And it kind of stopped one of their drives. So, there were a lot of kids, but those two jump out, just with the numbers, I think, out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie Engel's been a great leader for us, a captain. He's been super. He scored one of our touchdowns there, big touchdown, a second touchdown, just to try to keep pace with them. He made some nice plays under the defense as well. He's one of my captains. And Jacob Miller, I thought, did a super job on both sides of the ball, offensive guard and defensive end. Chase Karen, both ways, too. I mean, Chase, had a no-glory position. He was a center going against the big dudes on one side, and he was a defensive tackle on the other side. Not a glorious position to be in, but, just fought tooth and nail, all the way through. Mm-hmm. So, that's what we're proud of, kids that can do that, and great leaders like that. So,
familiar names, except for the sophomores, so that's pretty cool. Tim, another question for Coach Monagle.
Because one of the things that Coach Paul Ingram did when he knew he was going to be facing a team, and it was all part of his, the offensive, the wing tee setup, was, I'm sure you're very familiar with it, is that he coached the kid to attack the opposing lineman at an angle and take him from the side, thigh high, between the knee and the thigh, and get him to turn the hips. Because he thought his running backs needed at the time, and of course the backs that he had at that time were legendary in terms of Gloucester history. All they needed was a small gap to get through. And I just remember that the kids on his offensive line, he loved having I'm trying to think of the right guy, what his designation was in the wing tee. But I had for 3 years in a row, I had the best students in a row, like 5'10", 170. And Paul loved them that size because they were small, they could get low, and they were smart enough that they knew the offense, and they could get into that guy's hips and just turn him enough to give the running backs a key. Do you make that kind of adjustment during the course of a game today?
Yeah, I mean, that's all good advice from Coach Ingram. He's the best at it, and I would agree with that. I think it kind of goes back to one of the things I said earlier, though, too, is like getting ready, like the 3 weeks of preseason. You turn over in high school, everyone's turning over, new kids are coming in and stuff, and the kids have run into the system a bit, but to play at the varsity level, that's one thing that jumped out at our video, I think, too, just the pad level, consistently being down where it needs to be and getting the angles. Yeah, that's absolutely vital to the wing tee world. And the timing of the backs and stuff, like, I think this time of the year, I do think a lot of wing tee teams do fight that this time of year, and we'll get better. The timing thing, you just need it to work and work and work, and, the alignment with the backs, and the timing's crucial, because if you do it right, you just need that crack and to have that confidence. Sometimes we saw, our back overrunning our blocker in front of him once or twice. It was just a timing thing. The motion was off, just the hair. Just the things like that. You do see it during the game. You try to talk him up during the game, coach him up during the game, but it's tough. They saw it on film. I think it looked a lot. I think it came more alive to them when they saw it. But those are all really good points with the wing tee, though. We will get better at it. Coach Shallis, our offensive line guy, we just got new shoots, blocking shoots that keeps the kids low, a little like a netting thing. It just came in today. We got him up there, so he was the happiest guy in America today. He had his line going nice and low, and just what you're saying, because they have to be thigh high, and that's a good angle.
Coach, the other thing is, you mentioned your two sophomores. Is it kind of unusual for kids that age to come in and be up to the speed of the game in a varsity game? Because, we've seen so many times when new kids come in, the first half especially of the first game, they're just shocked by the speed of the game and the quickness of the game. They recover quickly. But is that one of the things that these sophomores were able to adjust to quickly?
Yeah, they did. They had good natural instincts, which is step one. They're both tough, smart kids. They did have a good understanding, and they were willing. There were a couple of times we saw on tape, we did say to one or two of them about what you're saying, like, the angle was good until it wasn't, because, it's like you're not going to catch it. You caught a JV kid last year, but, give a ground a little, like things like that. Mm-hmm. And they just nodded because you have the angle. All of a sudden, you got to kind of think that out a little bit before you're trying to finish someone off. So, but they were good. They're very quick learners. And, now the beauty of now with video is like you experience it live, the speed. Now you actually see yourself at that speed. Mm-hmm. And, I think we'll see some, as good as they play, I think we'll see some more jumps, positive jumps by everyone.
What's the message this week, Gavin? And what's the next game?
Well, we're off this week. We have a bye. Mm-hmm. Or, kind of an odd scheduling with Grafton from a year ago. We lost them. And so we have a bye. At first, I wasn't real happy about the bye. I was kind of like, I wasn't happy at all with the scheduling that happened. And But now, you know, it might work out to our benefit just because, you know, we just gather ourselves after such an intense game. It was, the kids really, it was intensity. They did go at it the whole way. Leading up to it, we had great practices, and it was a lot of intensity going into that game. I think we all need to take a breath. We had a good practice today, you know, just kind of in shells today a little bit, and I think we can go at our pace and kind of relearn things. And, like, we couldn't get everything in. Like, again, going back to that, just 3 weeks, and we really couldn't. You know, there's lots of stuff you can do with this offense. But now I think we can, like, kind of take a breath, you know, put a few things in today, you know, review some of the things that we didn't put good time into. Like, we exposed the kids to a few things, but really didn't drill them yet. We're kind of getting some time doing that. So we're going today and tomorrow offense 2 days in a row. We don't ever get time to do that, you know. So that's a beautiful thing. And then we'll go 2 days of defense. So, I mean, we'll get some time, I think, to utilize it. So we're using it for that. And we got Winchester coming up. Winchester just had a big win. They won like 31-0, I think, over Newton South. And so that's a big win for Winchester. I do know that. And might try to get to their game this week. And, you know, just try to get ready for them. Start watching a little tape of our game with them last year. And just to try to see what worked, what didn't work, what, you know, they have a pretty, they do a lot with their offense. They, Coach Dombrowski does, he does a lot over there. So.
Coach, yeah. We're familiar with that for sure. Hey, Tim, final question for Coach Monagle.
Kevin, I definitely agree with you that, having this week as a bye, could, have a lot of potential benefits for the team. It was a hard fought, like you said. It'll give an extra week to physically recover, and for the coaching staff, that extra week to reflect on, you know, what was good, what was not so good, what we can do better, what we can install, and have enough time to really have the kids grasp it and effectively pull it off.
Yeah, no, I agree totally. It's been a blessing now. Again, going back to the timing thing of everything, and it just needs time. We'll be better at it. You know, I got a lot of faith in these kids. They're a good group, and you know, it's trying to block those kids. Even with the angle, sometimes blocking those kids, those dudes didn't move. Sometimes, sometimes we had the angles, we came down high, we did everything right, and they weren't moving. So it happens sometimes too, and you just figure stuff out.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Gavin, great talking with you. I appreciate it. I love the upbeat and the places where you guys will be headed. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, I'm sure.
Well, I appreciate it, both of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Coach. Take care. All right.
Bye, guys.
That is Gavin Monagle, who is the Masconomet High School football coach, forever optimistic, forever enthusiastic.